As Catholics all over the world get ready for a new pope, we wanted to take a moment to check in with a leader of a parish we visited in the past. The Three Holy Women Parish is on the east side of Milwaukee. When we visited about a year ago, the war in Iraq was very much on people's minds. At the time, Father Tim Kitsky led the congregation in a prayer for peace.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon.
Father Tim was in Washington recently and spoke with Morning Edition Steve Inskeep about his church, and he explained how the Three Holy Women Parish got its name.
There were three smaller parishes that administratively needed to come together. So it was decided to merge them, and the names of the three parishes were Mary, Queen of the Holy Rosary, St. Rita of Cascia, and St. Hedwig, all three women. So we decided to honor our patronesses that we would call the new parish Three Holy Women. It's one parish with three churches.
It's also, in effect, three churches with one priest.
Right.
Which is not the circumstances it would have been 50 years ago, I assume.
Right, exactly. And what would have happened, there would have been probably about seven or eight priests covering this neck of the woods. But what I've discovered is with the great gift of lay ministry and with other priests that helped me out, we're able to keep afloat. It's a good parish.
I'm looking at a chart here that just tracks the decline in the number of priests in the United States, 25% fewer than there were when John Paul II began. Mm-hmm. That is maybe not too uncommon in many parts of the world. Mm. How has that affected what you do?
You could say, oh my gosh, it just means you're going to work harder and you're going to get burned out and drawn out. What I've discovered is it also allows me to empower and innervate lay people in their ministries. But also there's a lot in the church that goes on that people need to just take the bull by the horns and do and share in. And I have a great staff and I have a great set of volunteers. It thus has allowed people to really take their faith seriously, not just in terms of a Sunday-only thing, but realize that it has to become a daily thing.
You're clearly someone who, if I can use a secular phrase, plays the hand you're dealt here.
Right.
But hasn't there been some moment at which you're having a conversation with your superiors in the church and saying, you know, it'd be really nice if there was a second priest here?
Yep. I have a very dear spiritual director who in the past told me this. Tim, this is the church as we've been given it. I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish in this either or unrealistic, but on the other hand, what I'm discovering is that, yeah, I could easily complain. You know, and I think it's important every once in a while to point out, you know, the negative, not so much to dwell on the negative as much as to say this is something we need to dialogue about.
I'd like to ask about the word relevance. And obviously you believe that what the church does is as relevant as it can get, but you have to make an argument to people for why the church is relevant to their daily lives in Milwaukee today.
The teasing line that I use with a lot of folks is that I'm in sales. I'm also the ultimate middleman. I'm hoping we're moving past the days in which a church or connection to a religious body is pray, pay, and obey. Because then I just become, you know, middle management, and I don't want to be that.
Have you ever given any thought to the rules on the priesthood, having to do with celibacy, the exclusion of women, as some people would put it?
Daily.
I pray for the priesthood daily, obviously as being a priest. I know this is not my church. It's not even the institution's church. It's Christ's church. And as he has led us this far, he's going to lead us with all those pressing questions. And I don't mean to fancy dance around the issues of celibacy or women's ordination. I think it's important to keep alive a certain sense of dialogue. And also, I do talk to people about it. I talk to women. I talk to individuals who are interested who might not want to live in the current structure. Do you then absent yourself from the table and maybe start something else? And then we have a bunch of little tables in a cafeteria. Or do we kind of come to the back to the main table?
When you and I last spoke, we were talking to your parishioners about the war in Iraq, in which some parishioners disagreed with the Pope's view against the war. Some of your parishioners, I'm sure, also have concerns about the Pope's view on birth control or abortion. This must be a difficult argument for you to make sometimes.
One of the things I learned very early in my family life is that you're allowed to disagree or even to be out of the framework of things as long as you show up for supper. And I think I'd like to use that same image with Roman Catholics. If it were just a matter of total intellectual assent, I think a lot of people would really struggle. But on the other hand, I like to look upon the church as kind of one big family. Crazy at times, Sometimes a little difficult.
Sometimes some arguments around the
Sometimes
dinner table.
Sometimes arguments around the table.
Sometimes people get up and walk away from the dinner table.
Right. But to know that any true family will never, ever close the door.
Father Tim Kitsky is the priest of the Three Holy Women Parish in Milwaukee.